Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Betty White this morning.
I know. Sunday is her 99th birthday. 99. And they got a celebration plan. She told Entertainment Tonight, running a mile each morning has been curtailed by COVID, so I'm working on getting the pet set re-released.
That's funny.
And feeding the two ducks who come to visit me every day. Yeah. I don't know if you know this. The Pet Set was a show Betty hosted in the 70s where she would hang out with other celebrities and their animals.
Really?
It's coming to DVD and streaming platforms next month. So.
Oh, that's funny.
But you look great. You know, they make 1% milk now.
This is her roasting William Shatner in 2006.
Darling, you were supposed to explore the galaxy, not fill it.
90. She does. One thing I've always found remarkable about her as she ages and continues to work is her comedic timing still.
Yeah.
At that age.
Yeah. She
her
is
instinct
sharp.
For comedy. Yeah. She is sharp.
She also said she's blessed with good health, adding that a sense of humor keeps her going. She says, don't take yourself too seriously. You can lie to others. Not that I would, but you cannot lie to yourself. Another thing that helps is, quote, just looking at the positive side and not dwelling on the downside takes up too much energy being negative. Also having a good agent who keeps me busy all the time.
Well, there you go. In other E! News this morning, something you probably didn't know about Rebel Wilson. Rebel Wilson was once kidnapped at gunpoint in Africa. This is crazy. She tells a story about how, I guess they were on some cattle truck, and these men came up on another truck carrying a lot of guns. They pulled up beside them with their big guns, and they were like, yeah, you got to get off your truck. At that point, they're driven to a house in the middle of nowhere, but Rebel says she didn't lose her cool. She says they sat us down. And I told everyone that we should link arms because she was petrified in the night that they might want to take one of the girls or something. I guess she's traveling with a group.
Mm-hmm.
And Rebel figures that illegal substances had been put in the vehicle to be smuggled across the border. And the kidnappers were, unbeknownst to them, and the kidnappers were simply there to pick it up. Whatever the case, she and her fellow detainees were released the next morning. She says, quote, we didn't ask any questions. We just got back on that truck and got out of there and crossed the South African border a few hours later.
Heck yeah. That is terrifying.
Can you imagine?
I've always wanted to do that, though, like go on safari. And I always felt like, you know, if you find the right guide, but how do you know you got the right guide?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Seriously.
But having said that, it's something I really want to do someday.
Yeah. I want to take like 3 weeks, 2 weeks, something like that. And I want to do like the roughing it part where you live in a hut for like a day and a half. But then I also want to go to that really cool resort where they have like the infinity pool and you look out and the giraffes are right there.
Yes. And you know what kind of inspired me was that episode on The Crown and like in the very early first season when they write like when the king dies right before she's crowned queen.
When she takes the tour of the Commonwealth.
Yes. Yeah. That just looks amazing. And waking up from those huts that are suspended in the trees and just seeing these like giraffes and
like
wild animals walking.
But
yeah. Can you imagine?
See, our luck, we would pay all that money and we would see like a jackrabbit or something like a.
Oh, the rhinoceros doesn't want to come out tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Well, here's some good news. This year, the Girl Scouts are teaming up with Grubhub for contactless cookie delivery. And in a related story, 8-year-old Anna Watkins just passed Elon Musk to become the richest person in the world. But this raises an interesting question. Can it really be considered buying Girl Scout cookies if a coworker isn't guilting you into ordering more boxes?
According to a new report, The Office was the most streamed show of 2020, but mostly because we wanted to remember what one looked like.
A woman in Canada was fined for breaking COVID curfew when she was caught walking her husband on a leash and tried to claim he was a dog. Even worse, she was also carrying a plastic bag.
Health officials announced that later this month, all international passengers traveling to the U.S. will first be required to show proof of a negative coronavirus test, which is a little like when they ask you to shower before you get into the pool at your Vegas hotel.
<laughs> 6:42, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We're going to start off sunny, but clouds moving in this afternoon and this evening. Chance of rain by midnight, high to mid-40s. Right now, 30 at Cincinnati's Q102.
All right. So as far as Jeopardy guest hosts go, we know we got Katie Couric coming up and Aaron Rodgers, and a couple more names have been added. I always mess up her name. I always look at it, and I never know how to say it. Mayim Bialik.
Oh, Mayim Bialik. Mayim Bialik.
Yeah, it's Mayim.
Mayim Bialik.
Mayim Bialik.
Yeah. She has a new show now where it's called Cat. She plays a cat or something like that. Like, her name is K-A-T.
Uh-huh.
She left the
She's
Big
a 39-year-old single woman.
With lots of cats, and she runs like a cat cafe or something, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I think so. And then Bill Whitaker from 60 Minutes.
Oh.
Guest host will do a week's worth of shows. They'll receive a donation to the charity of their choice. Don't know what order they're going in, and more hosts are going to be announced in the future. Now, Ken Jennings wraps up his guest stint tomorrow. Executive producer Mike Richards will do the honors for the next 2 weeks to give the other guest hosts time to prepare.
They did hit song music lyrics last night on Jeopardy.
Ooh.
Where Ken Jennings gave the clue, and contestants had to supply the lyrical character of the song. See how many you can get out of five here.
Walked like a woman and talked like a man.
Oh, that's an easy one.
What did you say? Identify the what?
Who sings it, or the title of the name of the song?
Ken Jennings gives the clue. Contestants had to supply the lyrical character of the song. So, and I know the song. It's by the Four Seasons. Yeah.
It's from the Jersey Boys.
Right.
The movie or the musical.
And I can't think of
Frankie
it.
Frankie Valli.
Like a woman and-
huh?
Frankie Valli.
No, but who is the song about?
Right. Is it Sherry?
Oh, no.
Sherry.
I don't know.
Sherry, babe. No.
It's a different song, though.
Walked like a woman and talked like a man.
Who is Lola?
Lucy. Who is Lola?
Ah, good.
Look at
I
you.
Searched. Oh, I searched.
Oh, he
searched.
Like, there's no way you knew that.
The Kinks, Lola.
Oh, that's pretty good. Okay.
By the Kinks. Not my lover, just a girl who claims that I am the one.
Billie Jean.
Yes, Michael Jackson.
Josiah.
Who is Billie Jean? That's right.
All right. Well done.
I don't know if I like his tone. His voice sounds weird.
Born a pauper to a pawn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead.
I recognize it, but I don't know.
Yeah,
who it
me
is.
Too.
Yeah, don't know.
God rest ye merry gentlemen. This is what is exactly what it's like at my house.
Ooh,
when
wrong.
I play Jeopardy, I just say stuff.
Lucy.
Who is Levon?
Levon.
That's right.
There you go.
How do we not know that?
Right. Spoke in class today.
Spoke in class today.
It's Jeremy by Pearl Jam.
No.
Badder than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog.
Leroy Brown.
I played Leroy Brown.
Yeah.
That's right.
Cameron.
Who is Leroy Brown?
Leroy Brown, yes.
Yeah, not only does Ken Jennings mention Alex Trebek at the beginning of each Jeopardy, but he also throws in, like, you know, sort of a quick thank you to him at the end of each show, which I think is nice.
Congratulations, Lucy. You are our Jeopardy champion. You'll be back with us tomorrow, and I hope all of you will as well. Don't miss it. Thanks, Alex.
Oh, thanks, Alex. I love that.
That was so sweet.
That is sweet.
He could grow into that role, don't you think? You
yeah.
know, if he had time to develop and work on it.
Probably.
I mean, he probably already knows all of the answers for real. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, Alex knew some of them and he was just reading. That guy knows the answer.
He may be thinking, this is not as much fun over here on this side. Like, maybe he'd rather be on the other side guessing. Because
yeah.
he knows so many of them. He's got to be chomping at the bit like, come on, you know, how do you not know this?
Duh.
Yeah. Well, you may have heard that Amazon was working on a big budget Lord of the Rings show. Got some details on this. $1 billion is how much money they're going to spend on it.
Wow.
Which is more than three times what they spent on the movie trilogy from 20 years ago. Those three movies were $281 million. And, I mean, to watch those movies, that was big budget Lord of the Rings.
Special effects. Oh, yeah. You know, 20 years ago, big time.
I remember when HD TVs were just coming out and Blu-ray disc players, and they used Lord of the Rings movies as sort of a standard for this is what HD can look like, because there was so much intricate detail in the overall production design that when you put it on Blu-ray and then played it on an HD, it was magical. Like, it was life-changing.
Yeah. Well, here's their synopsis. It brings to screens for the very first time the heroic legends of the fabled second age of Middle-earth's history, thousands of years before the events of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. Beginning in a time of relative peace, the series follows an ensemble cast of characters, both familiar and new, as they confront the long-feared reemergence of evil to Middle-earth. From the darkest depths of the Misty Mountains to the majestic forests of the elf capital in Lindon, to the furthest reaches of the map, these kingdoms and characters will carve out legacies that live on long after they are gone. This is going to be just massively huge. No release date. It's going to debut, though. They're guessing it's expected sometime next year. They've ordered 5 seasons to start with 8 to 10 episodes each.
Dang.
They're kind of looking at this to be like the next Game of Thrones.
I'm having a hard time just getting through Bridgerton right now. About an episode in.
I watched, I'm on the, I think, episode 4. I think I just finished episode 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know if it would be, I understand why people like it.
It's cute.
Yeah. You know, it's funny to put yourself in that time. I was telling these guys, like, I love it because I love the costumes and the balls. And there's always cookies everywhere. That's exciting.
Get out the biscuits. The cars out here.
I know. It's like their cakes are everywhere. But then also, I don't know how I would feel about calling everyone, my lord, what would you like? I'm like, I'm not going to.
See, I love that part.
You want me to bow down to you when you walk in the room and call you lord?
Hey, honey, we're giving away your room today, so if we could get out the cookies for you guys, that'd be great.
And how many, like, just kissing someone is like a violation? Lord.
Yeah, big deal. Things were very different back then.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.